Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. This is one of those times when I take a segment or two and talk about things that are on my mind. It's just the two of us, and I want to talk today, and you'll find this funny coming from a talk show host, but I want to talk about mastering the sales discipline to shut up, to just shut up. So, and contrary to what you've heard, selling is the oldest profession. Because in the beginning, the serpent sold the apple to Eve. You might say she bought wholesale and then sold retail, the apple retail to Adam. And as we know, that was one expensive transaction. A key characteristic that clearly separates humans from the other animals identified in Genesis is ego. And while ego can be a beneficial motivator in selling professionally, in order to do that successfully, sell professionally successfully, we have to do something that's in direct conflict with our ego. We have to let someone else talk more than us. So when you're on a sales call, face-to-face with a prospect, what do? Do you unload the dump truck of stuff about products, pricing, etc. that your company installed in your head? Or that you've learned about your business, all the things you know about your business? Do you just unload that? Do you just back your truck up to their desk and just dump it on their desk? If that's your answer, your professional selling career is doomed. Of course, it's your job to deliver the company's message. But if you talk about your stuff, if you talk about your stuff before knowing what the customer wants, needs, desires, or expects from you, you've parked the cart perilously in front of the horse. And in the age of the customer, all that does is annoy prospects and customers at best and make them angry at worst. Successful professional salespeople are gold miners, and the gold they seek is in the head of prospects. But since everybody has known that since apples first grew on trees, we've all known that, right? But why do so many salespeople spend so much time in front of so many prospects running their mouths? You know that the gold is in the head of the customers, of the prospects. So why are you running your mouth instead of letting them talk? Well, it's that conflict thing again. Sadly, the mouth, not the ear, is the ego's tool of choice. Well, the Blasingame Mint has once again struck a new axiom and a handy acronym to go with it. Shut up, listen, sell. I call it SULS, S-U-L-S, SULS. That's the acronym. Shut up, listen, sell. Tattoo those four letters, S-U-L-S. Tattoo those letters on the palm of your hand, because the most crucial discipline for any professional salesman is to be able to shut up. I know what you're thinking. You've heard me say I'm a grizzled old salesman, and yet I'm a talk show host. Is it pretty funny for a talk show host to talk about shutting up, right? Well, let me tell you something, my friends. I never made any money while I was talking. I've been wildly successful in sales all my life since I was, well, really, really young. And I'm not going to say it was easy for me to shut up. But I had to learn how to do that, because I learned early on that if I didn't shut up, I would not be successful. So here are four important steps to remember when you're practicing sales. First, keep them talking. Even prospects who aren't egomaniacs like most of us like to talk about their business and what keeps them up at night. Your prospects like to talk about themselves. Let them do it. When they talk about themselves, they'll give you information. Remember, the goal that you seek is in their heads. You need time to mine that gold, which can only happen when words are coming out of the mouths of the prospects, not yours. When you're talking, you're not mining. When they're talking, you're mining gold. Number two, make eye contact. Millennials, you have to do this. The most valuable thing prospects can do for you is to talk about what's on their mind. Nothing stops this flow of golden information quicker than when it appears that you're not listening. And here's a gender tip for guys. Guys, to a much greater degree than men, women prospects will hold it against you if you don't maintain eye contact. This has just happened over and over. It's happened to my peril. If I wasn't maintaining eye contact, women don't like that. So, guys, pay attention. We're bad about this. We wander off sometimes. Number three, concentrate and focus. Concentrate on your prospect's every word. Focus on their body language, what it's telling you. Neither of these happen when you're talking. When you're talking, you can't do that. This next tip will make it easier. Number four, wait 3 seconds. While concentrating and focusing, add the discipline to wait 3 seconds after you think the prospect is finishing talking before you say anything. Wait 3 seconds after you think they're finished. 3 seconds is plenty of time to compose your next question or comment based on what you just heard. More importantly, you won't interrupt them, which is one of selling's cardinal sins. Interrupting the prospect is worse than not paying eye contact. It's one of the top selling cardinal sins in selling is interrupting your prospects. Wait 3 seconds, folks. It'll make all the difference in the world. This will be on the test, my friends. Successful professional selling is more profitable and more fun when the prospect does most of the talking. So tattoo these four letters on the palm of your hand. S-U-L-S. Shut up, listen, and then sell. If you'll do those things, folks, and this didn't come to me from some book. This came to me from years of learning how to use my ears and my mouth in proportion with when I'm talking to customers. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Be like thunder. I don't know
why they don't explode. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.